what jumps out when you watch the Bills?
They're just tremendous. You know, they got tremendous size. They play very well. They're a sound defense. They don't do a lot, but they're very sound in what they do and very talented across the board.
Seems like almost every week you're going up against a very difficult defensive front. You know, is that a good thing for the long-term development of your quarterback to maybe face some difficult challenges?
I believe it. We just talked about that today with Derek, and that, you know, it may be a while before you face a stretch like this of defensive teams. So, and you know, certainly we haven't had the success we'd like to have, and he hasn't had the individual success he's like to have, but he's also done some good things, and he's learned a lot from it, and I think it'll help him. Like I've always said, it'll help him in the future. You know, if you'd asked him, I think he'd say the same thing. You know, like this. So it's always been a learning experience for him, and I think that experience will help him down the road.
So Lyon has protected Derek pretty well all last, pretty much all year, but he got knocked around a little bit last week. This Lyon particularly has protected him well at home. I think they only got 3 sacks mm-hmm. at the Coliseum against him all year. Mm-hmm. Do you like their chances of bouncing back? I mean, with the challenge they face this week, and has their bounce back been pretty good when they've struggled?
I do, and I think playing at home, I think our guys feed off the crowd at home. I think they have. We've played well, particularly the last 2 games here at home. I think there's a pride factor there in playing the final game of the 2014 season here at home. That I think they're looking forward to the challenge. They know that. The matchup will be a difficult matchup, but, we'd said so was the San Francisco matchup and Kansas City, and so they face some difficult fronts. So we expect them to come out and play hard Sunday.
When you watch the film from last week, do you wish you had run the ball a little more often? Or maybe something could run a little longer than you guys did?
Again, going back and look at it, may have been a series there. In the third quarter, I think when it was 24-6, at that point, there was a time there I think we could have, we ended up a pass there in that situation, and then we didn't convert the third down and went down to 31-6, and then it became a 2-minute game after that, but situation there. We would have liked to have punched in the touchdown when we got the turnover in the red zone. That was a big point in the game there where, we'd been very, very good in the red zone. Certainly this season, so that to me was a turning point. And then to go around and fumble a center quarterback exchange, obviously you can't do that. So there was a succession there of about 10 plays where we needed to play better, obviously, and would have kept us in the game, and we'd been able to stay with the game plan and run the ball more.
What's the difference in angles and leverage when guys like Khalif and Penn are blocking 4-3 ends as opposed to guys like Tomba and Houston?
Certainly that's part of it. But again, if you look at it, we haven't had a lot of 4-3. I mean, it's really the first 4-3 front that we've played all season. This team here, we got a little bit from Seattle. But I think those guys, where they're lined up, they're seeing the same kind of guys, in alignment. Certainly where your help's comes from a little different place up front. But they've had a good week of practice. For the most part, because they're older veterans. I mean, they've played a lot of 4-3 fronts, and they played a lot of 3-4 fronts throughout their career. So I think that, again, they're relying on their experience in blocking those type of players, and they've blocked big-time players in their past as well. So, again, they're looking forward to the challenge, and we'll do our best to help them out.
I mean, there's a lot of talk about winning the one-on-one matchups, but if, Buffalo does as little as you say that they do, that this would really be a big in that regard, wouldn't it? I mean, because the guys are directly across from them. They're not going to be doing a lot. It's just going to be
correct. And that's, again, across the board, that's what it's become a little bit about for us. We've seen a lot of man-to-man coverage, mm-hmm. In the wideouts out. So on top of being able to protect one-on-one, we've got to win, consistently on the perimeter with our wideouts and tight ends and backs, because they're going to be manned up. So that'll be a big part of us having success on Sunday.
Watching the Kansas City tape with Derek, is there something central, without giving away the farm, that you hope that he could learn from that tape, whether it's standing a bit longer? Was there something that you hope that he took from that?
Well, I think situational football, again, there was I think he like probably some others, trying to do too much there, started to press a little bit when it became 17-6 at that point, as opposed to just going back out and playing. There'll be times, again, where you know, it might not be clicking early on, but you're in the game. You know, again, it was a 10-6 football game there. So I think at that point we pressed a little bit. And I think, you know, in the future they'll realize, hey, I just stay within the game plan. Think about it, one score, one play, one series at a time, and try and get ourselves back into this thing. So,
is there something where if you're getting hit a lot, can it wear on you mentally too, or
It depends on the player that you probably are. You know, that's hadn't been an issue for him, and I don't believe that he's been hit a lot this season. Obviously, we've thrown it a lot, but we've done a good job of protecting him for the most part. But also, you know, he's again, like I said, when he came in, he's thrown a lot of passes in college. He's been back there in the pocket a lot. I don't think that the rush phases this guy, which is you know, an attribute that you really want in a quarterback. He doesn't really seem to feel the rush or see the rush. He's done a real nice job, you know, especially this year as a rookie, as far as standing in the pocket. There are times, again, where maybe he's gotten it out a little too quick, but at the same time, I got plenty of examples where he stood there in the pocket and worked through his progressions and made some really nice throws. So he's not a guy that's been affected by the rush.